Hello, Pinellas County. It's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership, where Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the Kaz, also known as beef liver with caramelized onions. Not your style? No problem. How about the chicken wings? Or the spaghetti and meatballs? Or even the meatloaf with potatoes? At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. It's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pies by the slice. Or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street. A hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew, across from the 7-Eleven. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 3 p.m. Or on the weekends from 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. Give us a call, 727-441-2644. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street, located at 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater.
Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
Well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay. How are we doing today? We're in the studio today with Mr. Thomas Hood. How are you doing?
I am awesome. Great awesome. To be here. What a beautiful day in Tampa Bay.
It is. It's gorgeous outside, right? We are very fortunate.
It didn't look like that this morning, but now it's good.
You know, that's true. It was super cloudy.
Yeah.
Yep. But it's turned out to be very, very beautiful out today. So how are you doing, and where do you come from?
Well, I live in Tarpon Springs. I'm a native of Florida. I grew up in St. Pete, home of the nearly wet and nearly dead. And I live up in Tarpon Springs now. So.
Okay. Actually, I live in Holiday, so I'm right
there
beside you.
Go. There you go. Keep going.
Yep, it was pretty dark up there this morning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So what business do you do?
So I work for Charles Ruttenberg Realty.
Uh-huh.
I'm a realtor, so I help people find new homes, and I help people sell their homes, whether it's a condo or a single family house.
Awesome. So let me ask you a couple questions. Okay. Do you do rental properties as well?
I don't.
No. Okay.
The rental market, it has kind of gone primarily away. And most people are using Craigslist or a friend's network to do it. So.
Right. I've noticed a lot that people are using like Facebook Marketplace and things like that.
Right.
And property management companies.
Correct. And there's so many large complexes now, so most rentals go to those.
Right, right. All right. So, guys, if you're looking to sell your home or to buy a home, because we have tons of people that move here every single day, how can we get in contact with you, Tom?
So you can always give me a call. I do answer my phone, 727-485-8015. We have a website, www.charlesruttenbergrealtyltd.com. And you can also send me a text, et cetera.
All right. That's awesome. So, yeah, we have lots of people that are, like I said, moving here every single day and leaving every single day to Florida. So you got to give Tom a call. Let's just do your number one more time.
727-485-8015.
All right.
And, you know, this is a very busy time of year. So there's a lot of snowbirds down. If you're thinking of selling your property, this is the time to sell your property.
Oh, okay. That's
and
good to know.
We will help you understand why. Some people think it's cheaper to sell their own house, you know, for sale by owner.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, that it never works out.
Right.
It's uncomfortable for buyers to deal with the owner.
Mm-hmm.
In most cases, owners undervalue their property or they overvalue it.
Right.
They think Zillow tells them the truth. Zillow's never been in your house. We will look at your house. We will give you the proper pricing, and we will give you all the advice on how to maximize it before we list it. Professional photographers, staging it correctly, you know, touch-ups, nothing expensive, but how it will pop in photographs so that when we list it, we will draw people in, and you'll beat the competition, which are the other listings out there.
Right. And the big plus to that as well is you're on what they call the MLS, right?
Absolutely.
Because if you're just putting your house up yourself, like, you don't have all those avenues to advertise to people, and you're not going to get the traffic that's going to come and look at the house.
That's correct.
Unless you use a realtor.
And the way we work basically is when we list your property, we actually co-list with all the other agents. So when you sign up with us for your listing, we take care of getting all the photographs, the descriptions, everything, putting it on MLS, but then we promote that to other realtors. So I'm actually working and engaging with an entire sales force of agents. So if Joe from another realty wants to show it, we're fine. But we handle that, we screen them, make sure that they have qualified buyers. And that's what ends up really making transactions go smoothly and getting the best dollar you can in the shortest number of days on market.
Right, that's awesome. So is this your busiest time of the year?
This is a very, summer is slow.
Yeah.
I like to fish. So,
oh, good.
So fishing is great in the summertime because it does slow down. You have families that are relocating maybe to a different school district, so they may sell their house and move to another one. Mm-hmm. But starting in, I would say, October through April is the busier time in Florida. It's the opposite in the north. So
yes.
in the north, when it thaws and it gets warm, that's the best time during the spring and summer, and early fall is the best time to sell in the north.
Right. I am from up north. That is very true. It's the opposite.
Nobody wants to go see a listing in the snow.
Right, and you can't really see anything because everything's covered up with snow.
Exactly.
Right. So what else can you do to help people out to show their homes and things like that? Like, you're always available, I hear, on the phone.
Right. So we answer the phone. Again, we will do a proper valuation to get you the best recommendation for how to price it. Mm-hmm. If you overprice, the property will go stagnant.
Right.
Okay. And they'll look at other properties and they won't buy it. Then you'll have to drop your price, maybe more than if you had priced it correct in the first place.
Right.
So that's very important. We work with you on pre-staging, so cleaning it up. It's very important to make sure that your house is neat and tidy. Get rid of stuff. It's the perfect time to have your garage sale or make donations. We actually will help get things to charities to donate.
Awesome.
So that you can clean it up and make sure the yard looks neat. And then we get a professional photographer to come in. We actually do aerial photography with drones now as part of it.
Nice.
Those will really make the listing pop. And then, as we said, it goes on the internet. When we put it on MLS, right behind being on MLS, it then pushes out to all the consumer sites. So Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, all these different sites. That's where 99% of the buyers are shopping.
Right.
They're looking on their phone, their iPad, their computer. Mm-hmm. They're setting up searches. When we're working with a buyer, we basically say, where do you want to be?
Right.
What kind of property do you want? Do you want a house? Do you want a condo? What's important? Golf, shopping, beaches, whatever.
Right.
Then we geographically set up a search for them. We set up the price range. But very importantly, we also make sure that they have an ability to pay, and we know how they're going to pay. Are they paying cash? Are they going to do a mortgage? Well, you don't wait till you find your property to get the mortgage approved.
Right.
As we start to look at properties and set them up on that, we get them pre-qualified with a professional mortgage person, so they have that pre-qual, so they can submit an offer the day they say, I like this property. They can submit the offer and say, and here's my proof of funds and thing.
Right.
Otherwise, if they start to do that process, then somebody else is going to show up with their pre-qual letter, make an offer, and guess what? They're not going to get it because it's already sold.
So you make everything much smoother, and we're just joined in the studio with Brian. He just came in, so I'm going to let him take over for a minute. It was very good talking with you, Tom.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the thing. Why was it that when the housing market, if you have rentals, right? I never understood why, because I have rentals, right?
Right.
So, but when the market crashed, it didn't affect me because I was still paying my mortgage.
Right.
With the rentals.
Right.
Why do people say they lost houses? Like, I have a friend of mine, he had 25 houses, and he said he lost all the houses because the market houses crashed.
Because he was probably a bad businessman. Because what happens when...
Because I didn't.
Right. Well, what happened was when the market crashed, and we're talking about houses for sale, and it went down, all those people needed to rent because now they were displaced from their homes when they lost their homes. So it actually drove more rental demand up. So if you had properties for rent, or you know, or were a apartment complex, that drove more business to people. So when that economy was down, all those renters needed to go to some place.
Right.
So he probably overbought and probably didn't have an ability to make the payments, and the rent wasn't enough for him to cover his nut. That would be my guess.
Right.
But that sounds like a bad business person, not a bad
Yeah, because it didn't make sense. I was wondering, I heard a lot of people saying that. Oh, I lost my rentals and houses. And I'm like, I didn't experience that because I got the rent that covered the mortgage.
Correct. Right.
So why would you?
And your property may have gone down in value.
What does that still
But
have?
That's a piece of paper. That's just like I could have bought Citibank for $3 a share in 2008 when Citibank went down, but it didn't go out of business. It was only a loss if you sold your stock then.
Right, which some people Pennington did.
You panic, you know, if you're desperate, then you're going to bite the bullet.
And I remember going into PNC Bank and they had it on TV. What a panic to live through that. You ever think here the Depression of 1929?
It was very similar. It was very similar.
And I remember going into PNC Bank and everybody was panicking,
right,
including me.
Right.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was fearful. Right. And then I remember this person saying this to me. They said, are you waking up doing your job? Are you doing the best you can? And then I said, yes. And that put me at ease. I know that sounds so simple, but all you can do is the next right thing. But I remember I was at PNC Bank and they said, oh, the market's down 600 points today. This is like 7 days in a row. And I could just hear everybody panicking. And this is like the world's coming to an end.
Yeah. Well, my partner Ann and I, we had clients who wanted to sell. And I am a realtor. I mean, I make my money from transactions. But part of my, you know, due diligence, I think, is, and my responsibility is to make sure people are making a good decision. And for some of these people, they were panicking. And I said, well, you know, why do you need to sell it? Well, you know, it's not worth what I paid for it. I said, but do you like your house? Do you like the pool? Do you like the neighborhood?
Right.
Yeah. I said, can you make your payment? Well, yeah, but it's not worth what I blah, blah, blah. I said, well, just wait it out. It's a roller coaster. The roller coaster goes down. The roller coaster
History
goes
shows
down.
That.
Absolutely.
But this was pretty bad, though.
It was a tough roller coaster. And some people had no choice. They couldn't make the payments. You know, if they lost their job. Now, there were people who lost their jobs.
Good point.
You lose your job, you don't have money to pay. Some people also were very extended on their loans, meaning that they had a very small amount actually invested. And so they were at 90%, 95% loan to 5% ownership, or even more than that. So they were really heavily leveraged, and that was bad lending decisions. And that was the main thing.
He's a smart guy, huh? You know, you need a realtor?
I am one.
You're a realtor, too? Get up to the mic. You're a realtor? Wow. So you're listening, and you got to put your headset on.
Okay.
But you got to, no, you don't have to. I guess maybe you don't have to put your headset on. I guess if we're here, do we really have to put the headset on? I never even thought that. Like, I always put the headset on, but really, if I'm talking to you.
I think they're going to hear you. You've got a projecting voice.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Yeah, I always put it on. I never thought.
It's to hear yourself.
It's to hear yourself. Good point.
And to look cool.
And to look good, because we are. There's the camera.
Oh, I didn't know that. Hang on.
Yeah, camera's in the studio.
All right.
So that's kind of neat. So what is your, you got to get the mic closer. Okay, what's your take on that?
Well, I practiced real estate for about 25 years with Keller Williams. And for the last 5 years, I've been out of state. So I am now in the process of getting my license back. I'm not practicing real estate yet licensed. So I say I'm a realtor at heart. But the take is that people were over mortgaged and that they had a lot of balloon mortgages, and
Or phony mortgages, too.
Exactly.
Drive-by loans.
They would tell people, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but my friend would actually tell people how to fill it out.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that. I know that sounds bad.
But they had drive-bys. They were right. Like nobody. They wouldn't go in the house.
It was
they
all
wouldn't
paper.
Even go in the house, right.
There was a guy in 60 Minutes that called us the paper tiger. Mm-hmm. And he predicted all this. Remember Enron and all that?
Oh, yeah.
He predicted all this. He goes, we're the paper tiger. He goes, everything is on paper, and everybody's buying phony paper. He knew this. I guess he was a genius economist. Mm. And like, so he predicted something else, and he was right. So that's why 60 Minutes listened to him. And everything he said, because they showed the show again, segments that he said. And everything this guy said 5 years earlier happened. With banks, everything you could see. Like there was a laundry list, and he was right on.
Is that the author that was Life After Google?
I do not know his name. I can't remember his name. No. We're going to play a song right now. What? You need to talk into the mic.
I will.
Okay, so we're going to play a song. And if you can guess the name of the group, you can win a gift certificate.
Okay.
See, it's in our ear, I hope. Ready? And it's a song that I think you're going to like. Anyhow, it's being set up. They don't want to have silence on. Here it is.
There it is.
Money by Pink Floyd.
There you go.
Well done. You speak well.
Boy, that brings back memories. That was my brother Kevin. His first album he bought was Dark Side of the Moon.
My first one was Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John.
What
and
was
then
yours?
Pink Floyd was second.
I don't think I remember my. I remember my first record was I Want to Hold Your Hand
by the Beatles,
and it was a 45 with the big hole.
With the box that opened? Do you have that thing with the?
No, I had a plastic thing that you could stack all of your records in. That was the Beatles.
Oh wow!
I remember seeing Pink Floyd, the Dark Side of the Moon concert, and that was at Tampa Stadium.
Well, I'm going to have you do you look read that over, and I'm going to have you do a commercial for them. You ever need upholstery done for any of the houses you get? Like fix the furniture? Or do you ever need any upholstery ever done?
You know, I don't think we've actually ever had it done for a listing, but I've definitely had clients that have had their furniture reupholstered.
It's really neat, like when you see it done.
Yeah.
Like, and this guy here is it's a
talent.
It is.
It's a technique and a talent that you have to have.
Right. And I see it sometimes in restaurants, and I wonder why. Like, you know, what happens is you see someone get in a restaurant, and like two of their lights go out, let's just say, on the front. And you wonder why they don't fix it, right?
Right.
Or even upholstery. Like, I see sometimes in some restaurants, they use actually tape.
Like, oh, yeah. Right? I've seen that, right.
And I get it. Like, I get it. But why wouldn't you, or like, there are certain things. You know, Johnny's Italian Restaurant, he's a good friend of mine. And he said the first thing people get is the bread. So what he does is what's his thing? He makes his bread at 5 o'clock in the afternoon or 4:30. So when the dinner rush comes in, how old is that bread?
Mm-hmm.
Like not one old. Hour long. You right. know what it is, the
and
fresh
it smells
bread?
Good.
And it smells good. So he doesn't get it. Like he sees restaurants he goes into, and actually the bread is stale.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he says that to me. He's like, you know what? What is the first thing you get when you get put on the table?
Right.
Is your bread. And so he has a very successful business. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's in Countryside, I guess it would be considered. Yeah, Countryside. And there's like a 20-minute, half-hour wait sometimes to sit in his restaurant. And he calls it Johnny Bread. But it's the same thing with upholstery, right? I think if you go into a restaurant and you see tape and the windows are dirty. And then you know what I found out? The messenger, you know why the messenger gets killed? You ever hear of that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, why? Because the king would send out a messenger. How are we doing in the battle? The messenger would come back and say, "We're losing, king."
If you didn't like off the with, answer.
Yeah. Off with his head. Send me another messenger. So what I learned is I was at a restaurant and the windows were just filthy, right? And I noticed that, you know? I don't know why I noticed it. I said, "Hey, you know, you might want to clean your windows." I don't know if I said it that way.
Mm-hmm.
He got mad at me, like I insulted him. And I was just like, I realized, since that, it's like being bit by a dog.
Right.
You know, I just never tell people anymore. But this is why we're going to lead into the upholstery thing of why, even for your house or something, if you own a business, you know, it represents who you are, why you should get your upholstery fixed. So you're ready to do a commercial?
I am.
Okay.
Listen, have you seen furniture that's just worn down? Needs a new life? Call Sunshine Upholsteries at 727-938-7466 for repairs and a new look to your living areas.
Yeah, and what's the name of the company?
A Sunshine Upholstery.
Well, if you were going to name a company, do you know there used to be a paper in here called the Clearwater Times, that if it was raining that day, guess what? How long have you been here?
That was the Evening Independent, and you got a free paper the next day.
It was called the Evening Independent?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was, yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
No, it was a free that day.
Free that day, that's right.
That's right. So if it was raining, because then what is the name of their company?
Sunshine Upholstery.
I got sunshine.
Oh. Do it, baby. Come on. Can you sing?
Yeah, but that's dry. On a cloudy day.
Can you play that song for us, Tommy? On a sunshiny day. Who's the singer on that song? Do you know?
That was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
There you go. We're going to play that song in honor of Sunshine Upholstery.
Yeah.
And then we have Amanda Austin Antiques. Look at this. Who's into history and antiques? Do you like that?
I love history.
I like history.
Yeah, so the Palm Harbor Historical Society was supposed to be here today, right? And he's coming, and he's on his way. His name is Carl, but his wife is the one that really does it. And he just, she couldn't make it, right? But that's okay. But that was the plan for today's show, was the Historical Society, right?
Oh, I brought in a sword.
Huh?
I bought in a sword I found in Largo, hoping they could see it.
Well, maybe Carl, because Carl's, it's his wife. But they're doing a big event today at the library. There it is. Wow.
It's beautiful. It's balanced and everything. It looks like a Spanish sword I found in the dirt.
It's a fencing sword.
You really found this in the dirt?
Mm-hmm. In Largo. Yeah. Put your hand down.
Wow.
That's a fencing
sword.
That's
history.
Wow, you found this.
That could have been Ponce de Leon's.
I have a guy that owns a treasure company, right? And he's very successful. He has like multiple locations, some in Tarpon Springs. And you know, he tells the story of how when he was 5 years old, right, he found the pocket knife or something in the dirt. And it was a pocket knife from like the 20s, right? Some type of knife, whatever. Right. And since then, he now owns all these treasure companies. And you know what he dresses up as? A pirate. And what he does is he does the podcast thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, he sells a lot. He does really well on that.
Huh.
If it wasn't for the podcast, he said he don't know if his stores would, like the box store, he doesn't know. He makes more money online doing the box store.
Right.
And his name is Jay the Pirate.
Wow.
And he's got a gimmick.
That's how we should get on the phone now, actually. Isn't that, what do you think?
That's very
you really, cool. So how'd you find it?
It was in a trailer park that was being destroyed and are torn down off of 60.
Okay.
And it's the last McMullen family-owned trailer park. And right off of 60 near the Beta Bay is a beautiful old trailer park right on the Tampa Bay, and it was in the dirt.
Unbelievable, huh? Do you think there's value there? Can you know, you ever see those shows like where they have the people bring in their stuff like this?
Right, Antique Roadshow.
I love that show. Yeah. Or the pawn shop where, what is it, they bring in the stuff and ask you, and then they bring an expert in.
Right.
I would wonder what the expert, have you looked in to see what the value of it
just
is?
Just found it.
That's so cool.
Unbelievable. And then our show, well, she is rescheduling, so
wow.
I would love to have her come back.
I'll leave it here for you.
Well, I don't know if it's worth, it could be worth a lot of money. I would, you know what I mean? If I'm advising you in your best interest, I mean, I would say hold on to it. Do you know, I had a 92-year-old guy, this is a true story, just last week called me up because he knows me, wanted me to take over. Did I tell you this about the guy that wanted me to take his credit cards and write me a check?
No.
Okay. Well, anyhow, and I meet him at the home, you know, and he's a real nice guy and he listens to the show. And I come in and I see him, and he has a check written out for me for $2,500. And he has all his credit cards. And he's one of the wisest men I've ever talked to. He was a CPA. His name is Richard. And I didn't take the check because I knew what that would look like, taking a check from a 92-year-old guy out of an old age home, right? But he has stories that he can tell.
Has he been here?
He's been on the show? Yeah. He's got stories that he could tell. Like, think, what was 92 years ago? What year would that make him be born? Anybody good at math?
Let's see, 100 years ago would have been 1920.
So add 8, 1928.
1928.
So he
just
was...
Just before the crash.
Just before the crash.
Right. And roaring he lived...
Roaring 20s he was born. And then he could tell you stories of World War One, horse and buggy, and change, right? If you and then man on the moon... He was born when, was there airplanes by 1928?
Yes.
What year was the airplane start?
Well, Orville, the Wright brothers flew powered airplanes in 1904.
Do you know the first one was done in Romania? I'm going to tell you why. I have a friend of mine, Nomenik Komenic. He said that the first one to fly was in 1899, something like that.
Well, they were copying other things.
Yeah, right? That's in America.
They were gliders, right?
Right. But he died.
Yeah.
So what happened was they don't count it because he's the first one to do it successfully. But just think if you were born in 1928, there were cars, radio yeah. was there, right?
Yes.
So all the changes, TV.
Telephone, telegraph, all that stuff was around.
Right. Now we've seen changes, right? What's the biggest change you think you've seen in your life that you would say is the most miraculous?
Oh, gosh. That's
the most influential.
I'm not really good at picking one thing, but certainly computers and the internet, you know.
I think our cell phones have absolutely altered our social.
Yeah, well, that's
the invention of the BCC coupon book.
There you go. Do you know, I saw something on the show that's factual. Do you know that in a plant, there are things that look like this, right? And it's like that. And that they had antennas originally on the cell phones, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the study of plants, the guy designed it with a solder. Like, he just copied it, right? And he put it into the phone, and it was the most perfect antenna.
Wow.
And copying Mother Nature. There's a reason why you don't have an antenna. And the guy that invented it, he showed that in a plant, the cell inside the plant had the same exact design. And for some reason, he just designed it that way. There's a lot of stuff we can get out of nature that's just natural, right?
Well, that's how they invented airplanes, was from studying birds.
Yes. Okay, so who's next?
Well, I would like to just finish our promo for Sunshine Upholstery, which if you guys need anything done for redoing your couches, chairs, anything, they are awesome there, been in business a long time. You can find them at 425 North Pinellas Avenue, and that's in Tarpon Springs, 346-8989, and we are going to dedicate this song to Sunshine Upholstery. You are my sunshine, right?
And this is because of Tom Hood. We're going to do Tom Hood versus
Baby
the original.
Baby mine, don't you cry.
It's not the same song.
It's not the same song. Tell him the song. Oh, see that? Live radio. There it is.
There you go.
Come on, this is a happy show.
I got the month of May.
Oh, Tom.
Let's sing it.
He's got some rhythm.
I guess you'd say, what can make me feel this way?
Come on.
My girl.
My couch. Talk about my couch.
He's good.
My couch.
Very good.
I got stains on the arm. Driving me away.
That's very good. Oh yeah.
See, I see that people are more talented than me. I can just talk, I can't sing. You're more talented. He is. That I'm not, like, if you listen to you are a talent. You would make a good radio host because of the fact you just did that. See how he twisted it into
absolutely.
Sunshine? And he sang, I can't sing. That's why they say the evangelists that can sing, they do better than the ones that can't sing.
Hmm.
Because you're just it's interesting. I lack
so
that.
I should be an evangelist.
Yes. Okay. Let's play that song one more time. And then we'd like to talk to you about what you do. Why don't you ask her some questions what she does?
I don't know what she does.
You got to ask.
What do you do?
Every day I wake up and make Florida bathrooms cleaner,
that's right. Yes,
sanitized, and deodorized right. for all our visitors and our residents.
Oh my gosh.
How many accounts do you have?
I would say we have chains. So we've been in business almost 10 years, and I would say we have over 500 accounts.
Wow. What's the name of your company?
Restroom Doctors.
Restroom Doctors.
Restroom Doctors.
And what we actually do is we go in and clinically clean, deodorize, sanitize all the fixtures, coat it with a germicide that's hospital grade, and it kills everything on contact.
Really?
And all MESA, any bacteria, any germs, so it's not transferable. And that's what our...
Yeah. It's important. I mean, I never wipe off the thing on the thing, but I see people do it because I'm a pig, okay? If I drop food on the floor, I'm picking it up and eating it.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. You ever watch that show, Negative and Afraid?
Yeah.
Like tell me, you know, when you watch that show, with, you know, the girl, she got real sick because she ate the head of a parrot. I don't know if you ever remember that episode. No. But they have no food. So now if I dropped a steak on the floor in front of them and they hadn't eaten in 15 days, do you think they're going to be saying, oh, I can't eat that?
Let's just say coronavirus, okay? And bats.
Yes.
Yeah, but that, because I am, seriously, I don't, I, that's just who I am. So if you dropped a steak on the floor, Mr. Tom Hood, would you pick it up and eat it, or would you throw this?
Well, there's a depends to that.
Give me the depends. You
know, the depends. It depends on when I think I'm going to get my next meal. If it's been, you know, 5 days and I haven't eaten, heck yeah, that steak's going down. But
a T-bone.
Yeah, but
with the mushrooms and onions already on the stove.
But if there's another one I can order, I think I'd just get another one.
Five second rule. How about you?
5 second rule.
Yeah, how about you?
The 5 seconds.
Oh, if I was cooking it outside and it landed in the sand, I would not eat it.
Just rinse it off.
Yep. Nope. I'm a vegetable girl.
Are you really? Next time we know that, because I'm the diabetes thing. I got to get vegetable. You should order me something. You want to order some Chinese food?
I don't know about that right now, but can we do a promo for one of our clients?
No.
Well, too bad. We want to say congratulations and do a shout out to Brad and Kelly at Tarpon Tom's. They are at 532 South Pinellas Avenue, and they sell bicycles, rent bicycles. They do service. You need a new tire, you need a bike part, you need anything. They do it all. They have all your outdoor gear. They are awesome guys, but they are Brad and Kelly are expecting their first baby, and it's going to be a boy.
Yay.
Oh, is that nice?
Yes, and March 14th is her due date, so I'm sure she's about ready to get it over with now.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to say congratulations to Brad and Kelly at Tarpon Tom's, and you can give them a call at 727-942-8200, because they're doing a little contest that if you donate $5 and guess the sex of the baby, then you win.
But we know it's a boy.
Not the sex, the weight.
I want weight.
It's the weight.
I'll tell you what, Tom. I'll put the $5 up for all you guys. Let's enter into the contest.
Okay, you got to do the weight.
Okay, 8.1.
Can you write it down? Get a piece of paper. And I'm going to donate it.
By the way, I'll endorse Tarpon Tom's because I live in Tarpon Springs and I've had them service several of my bikes. They do a top-notch job.
Tom is just
really nice. You bring it in. It's ready when they say it's going to be ready. And my bikes, they just run great. It's like I had one and it was way overdue. It had gotten some rust and stuff. They cleaned it all up and then it was effortless pedaling.
Awesome.
Bike See new. That? So what Tom, a witness.
Nice people.
Testimonial. Yes. They say to be tested.
8.1 for Tom.
All right, 8.1
for Tom. And it's Tarpon Tom.
Tarpon Tom.
Yeah.
Tom is saying 8.1.
Tom says.
So Tom what do you say, Brian?
I'm going to go with 7.3.
7.3. Okay.
And I'm going with 7.6.
7.6.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. Hey, Tom, what are you going with? We're going to put you
in. 7 pounds, 13 ounces.
All right.
What was it?
13.
Right, because I guess once you can't go over 16, because that goes to
next. This is like the Price is Right.
Right.
All right.
And we got to wait. So this is going to be a lot of fun.
So we're playing a song for them. We're going to dedicate this next song from Bette Midler to Brad and Kelly at Tarpon Tom's.
But real quick before that, put that sword up. The antique dealer, right? Yeah. We're going to put a sword that they just found in the dirt. Can we call you if you can look on the internet at that? Or we'll put it on again. I don't know if you're watching on the internet. But get him to get on the...
I called. He didn't answer, actually. He might
Amanda
be busy.
Amanda Austin.
So we want to dedicate a song to Brad and Kelly.
Can you... Okay. Okay. All right.
Little one, when you play, pain what they say, let your eyes sparkle and shine, never a tear, baby of mine. If they knew all about you, they'd end up loving you too. Why? goodness knows. But you're so precious to me, sweet as can be, baby of mine.
Right. Thank you so much, Tommy, for playing that beautiful song. And that, again, is dedicated to Brad and Kelly that are expecting their first little baby boy on March 14th at Tarpon Tom's. All right. So I guess I'll be stopping by later, Brad, to drop off some money for you for all our little pool here we have going on. All right. Well, I'm going to let Carl and Brian come in and have a little talk now. Except for Brian never quits talking, so he can't get here real quick.
You want me to give up the headset?
All right. So Brian's going to join us again. Here we go.
I find it like almost, maybe because you knew. That's what. I was just going to say, I wish you could still talk in tonight and you can hear us. Oh, okay. No, there's only three. But for her to find this sword and that the antique... Because remember, tell them who your wife is and what she does.
Hello, hello, hello.
This is Call, by the way. The wife of who?
My husband. My name is Carl, and she let me keep my own name. But she is Jean Barnes. She's the president of the Palm Harbor Historical Society, commonly called the... museum at the corner of Belcher Road, and so she's very well known at the museum.
You know, one thing I got to say this, I noticed when I watch my shows, I talk too much. So I'm trying not to talk, but it's just like a sickness. But anyhow, this sword she found, can you tell the story how you found the sword?
I found it at a trailer park, and it was in the dirt, and I saw the handle. And dug it up, and look how perfect it is. It's the weight is perfect, and the sword still holds its quality of...
What do you think? You think your wife would know how much that value is?
No. in a word, no. But it looks like a very historic...
Do you want me to find out how much it's worth?
I would love to learn if it's a Spanish
sword. Because I know some people. I would.
I would love to learn more.
Yeah, because Amanda... Austin Antiques. He's right there in Coastal Plaza. He's now open next to the Walmart. He's at 2182 Main Street in Dunedin. His phone number is 736-0778. The fact that this official sponsor of the show today was going to be Amanda Austin Antiques. And that you brought in an antique. There was supposed to be an antique guy in.
I know.
What is the odds of that?
Serendipity.
What does that word mean, serendipity?
It means we need to look it up. But it's happenstance.
Yeah. Serendipity. Whatever it means. I remember we looked it up one time. Does anybody know what serendipity means?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay, do you know, Tom, you're the...
It's like chance or something like a fortuitous chance, like it was meant to be, I believe. But I'll
look it up. So anyhow, he's a talent right over here, Tom Hood. He sings. He made jokes. He just is a natural. He would make like a natural radio host.
Well, that's a special talent.
It is, because I don't have that.
It's the occurrence and development of events by chance in a happy or beneficial way.
So we got a sword. Amanda Austin Antiques deals with antiques. He's the official sponsor of the show. We have the museum coming in. And then she brings in an antique.
Well, I would
say...
That's
serendipity then, right?
I think so.
Right.
It looks to me like historically...
Is it real?
I would say yes, it is.
It's not like I was thinking first a kid's toy, maybe?
No, I would say it's probably official Spanish.
Like someone got killed, right? And then they
dropped the sword.
Dropped the sword, and then they left. Then eventually, no, seriously. We're not saying got killed. Maybe, yeah. I would think more so if the sword was left behind.
Well, I would say as the assailant was riding out of distance, it dropped off from his horse and into the dirt, and there it remained, I would say, for a
And what year would that be? What would that be, like the 1500s?
I would say...
I think we might have something here of value. But I'll bring it to my antique guy.
I would love it. Yeah. Learn more about it.
Learn more about it. What do you think, Tom? Is there value there?
I'm not sure.
Wow.
The bottom of it. This is what makes me
question
it, because this piece right here looks very clean and it has a drill. Now, it could have been modified and added on to. The rest of it is some other kind of metal that's rusted.
So they were they able to drill back in the 1500s? Were they able to put holes in metal?
Sure, with nails.
Not like that.
No,
and
that
is silver. Why didn't this rust?
Right.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. So that's the only thing that when I look at it, it makes me wonder. But this.
And what would the hole be there for? Because they would hold it onto their.
A strap.
I would say a strap. But it could be
a
non-ferrous,
A strap.
A non-ferrous metal like a brass, bronze, type of a metal.
That's cool. En garde.
Yes. So anyhow, that was good. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So tell us what you do, Mr. Call.
Well, right now I have the a music store at Causeway Plaza, and that's what I do, a music store.
There you go. And you have a studio there?
I do. I have...
he records? You could record Tom Hood?
Yes.
I'd pay for an hour to record him. What would it cost me? And then we'll come here and we'll play it on the radio.
My recording rates are very, very reasonable because I don't make the money in the recording of everyday voices. I do, if somebody has a reel-to-reel tape and from Aunt June back in a 1957 wedding, and they bring it in and say, can you make a CD recording from this reel-to-reel tape? The answer to that question is yes. And that's commonly done these days. That's what a lot of what
is that what you do? You restore stuff?
I would make a recording, a CD recording from a reel to reel tape.
Oh man, we're doing your ad all wrong then. Your ad is all wrong with us because I have a lady that's in there called Total Tapes, and what we do is we show a circle like the cassette, and then there's an arrow pointing to the CD. And then we have an 8-track, and then we have, I think, an 8-track, and we have an arrow pointing to the CD. Yeah, we need to redo your ad.
But CDs are
even
extinct now.
They are.
Everything is digital and Bluetooth and, you know.
I know.
Chips.
But one thing I like about the CD is you can replay it.
Right.
Yes.
Right. The CD. You know when you listen to a thing on YouTube and it says it's good for you, like I like to listen to positive stuff, it's over and then it goes to the next one. The value of the CD is that it has auto reverse.
Right.
You can listen over and over again.
Yes.
Can you make Bluetooth auto reverse? Is there a way to do that? Anybody know? You want to listen to it over and over again because I'm a slow learner.
Yes.
So and I got ADD.
Yes.
So I can, if I listen to something for like a week, then I finally learn it.
It's a mechanical setting on the CD player that would.
No, I'm talking about for Bluetooth. You don't get that.
iTunes, you can tell it to repeat.
You can.
Sure.
You can tell it to randomly sort.
That has. Does iTunes have to be an Apple then?
That's an iTunes. iTunes is an Apple product.
Yeah. Neat stuff. So, Carl, you made it here.
Yes.
Are you excited? When can we commit to having your wife come for the Historical Society and that we can go over all the stuff, how Palm Harbor was in the 1800s?
I think she'd love to do it, and I think we can do it on any Thursday. Right now, I would invite anyone to come to the Palm Harbor Museum for their English tea. It's a week and a half from now. And so right now, everybody at the museum is getting ready for all of the final fixings to present the English tea.
Are there going to be scones?
How are they good?
Are there going to be scones?
Scones?
Scones.
I believe so. Right.
What are scones? I don't know.
Scones.
Traditional?
They're a traditional European soft dough. And
I got into an argument with a guy on the radio about the Chinese, and he talked about something that happened in the 1950s. And I didn't even know what happened. You know what he did?
No.
He kicked me off the air because he says, you're stupid, and if you don't even know that, then how can you make an argument for this argument about what's going on in China, right? And then I would say scones, right? I didn't know what scones were. Did you?
I do.
Okay, so say what scones are again.
Well, they're a European soft dough, mainly English, Ireland, Scotland. They all have a variation on the scone.
It's similar to a soda biscuit.
Yes, exactly. That's very close to it.
What is a soda biscuit?
Well, it's an unleavened
baking
piece.
It's flour, baking soda.
Very good.
And it's good for dipping in tea.
And you really do have scones there?
Yes, we will.
What is the... Tom, I'm telling you. Who else would ask that? He's beating you, by the way.
I don't know.
You're going to have to come back and bring your A game.
Well, you have to have canopies.
It's commonly
here in Florida, we call them donuts.
Okay, real quick, we got the Project Hope. We do this thing where we bring stuff into the old age homes, and I know I don't got that much time, but it's bring hope to forgotten. You know what I mean by this? This is going to be on St. Patrick's Day. We did it. And I got to just tell you something. It was 100 people in the old age home. 80% of them did not have anybody visit them. Because all their family members died. We do this, right? We did it twice. One man gave himself to the Lord. Because it's not us that does it. It's Project Hope. She owns Jacob Tax Pros. And to be part of that was the most emotional thing I ever did. I held the hand of a 109-year-old woman that had no one visiting her. And got to sit there and talk with her. And the knowledge you get from these elderly people that have experienced it, like the 92-year-old Mayan Richard. So I said to him, I know I got to go. But I said to him, I'm not doing all this stuff. I'm not doing my life right. And he said to me, yet.
Yeah.
He was like, yet. He was so smart. No one's ever said that to me. Yet. But anyhow, Project Hope. Thank Tom Hood.
Thank you.
Realtor.
For
thank Call from... doing stuff that he does by
Stump Hollow Music Store.
And then tell us what you do real quick.
Don Caswell with Restroom Doctors, and we go around Pinellas County making your bathroom experience pleasant.
And then Amanda, Austin Antiques. I tell you what, Costa Plaza is next to the Walmart. And we're going to find out, and if you want to tune in next week at 3, we'll have the value of that sword. So some reason to tune in.
How much did
anyway? Yes, and then congratulations to Brad at Tarpon Toms.
Fun.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.